You know, Tim, I'm going to make this a podcast, all right? So your writing there sounds just like me, like what I've been writing. When I checked out Threads the other day, it was like just a few days ago, I realized that really all the people that I care about are now using it. They just decided for me that I have to use this now. And this isn't the first time I've sat there and shook my head as we turned over our world to somebody that we couldn't trust with it, that didn't have any great vision for what to do with it, or, you know, well, yeah, what to do with it. Seriously, the best thing that, I mean, I'm sorry, but Evan Williams, the best thing he could think of was 140 characters. That's it. We're just going to put a fucking limit there. We're not going to let anything happen outside of that. And somehow convinced everybody, enough people, whatever, the crowd, that this was like gospel. This was from God. There was something magic, except, of course, when they waited 280 characters, it got a lot better. And I went for the $8 deal. I still have it on Twitter because I wanted to try this shit with no character limit. And you want to know something? It's way the fuck better. Seriously. I'm going to tell you something else, a little secret, that it would also be a lot better if we could have titles. And it would be better if we had simple styling. And if we had the ability to link and add a podcast enclosure. Wouldn't that be fun? I mean, these are not new ideas. These are ideas that go back to Xerox PARC. In some cases, you know, the idea of bold and italic text, that goes back to the Middle Ages. This is not innovation. This is like we've gone fucking batshit crazy here. We've decided to take all the tools away from writers. And guess what? They can have all those tools over there at the New Republic and at the Atlantic, at the New Yorker, at the New York Times, Washington Post, Rolling Stone, et cetera, CNN, MSNBC, et cetera, they can have all those tools. But then they put all these horrible gateways in the way, like paywalls and shit. And so all of a sudden, it's a completely broken system there too. You want to be knowledgeable, you think those people are smarter and they're more ethical and they'll tell you more of the truth, but you still can't read it because there's the fucking paywall. And they won't fix it. They just won't fix it. So we did it with Ev. And we, you know, Ev and Jack and Biz and I must be leaving somebody out. The VCs, of course. And we spent 16 freaking years waiting for something to happen. And it turns out what we were waiting for was Elon Musk. What we need is what we had with the web in the first place. I know I sound like a freaking broken record, but I'll tell you something. We can totally have it. We're just all waiting for Facebook to bless us. You know that's never going to happen. I've given them every opportunity to do that. I've worked quietly for 2 years with them on a project on the chance that they might possibly get this idea through the top level execs. Just basically turning news into RSS feeds and really building up support for that in Facebook. They did it, but they killed it because it would have helped someone else. They really are Scrooges over there. It's seriously, they look at you and they say, well, you're just fucking Mother Teresa. Get out of here. This isn't how the world works, young man. I've been hearing that my whole life, except for the moments when you don't hear it and everybody decides to work with each other. I make the offer all the time to developers. Let's work together on this thing. Let's get this right. You know, they all went off on this ActivityPub thing, and it's the worst design thing I've ever seen. I can't figure it out. I can't even get started with it. And I'm not going to throw myself into that because I don't think it works. I think that every one of these approaches has strengths and weaknesses. There are trade-offs. You know, it's like time versus space in programming. You can have one or the other, but you can't have both. You have to pick one. Optimize for time, optimize for space. Well, this is the same kind of thing. You know, you decide you want every system to feel like it's all part of one system, and yet there are tons of them out there. Well, you find out that you can't really do that. That's the truth. And we've seen it play out here. That's Mastodon and all the other things at Sport Activity Pub. And it just didn't gain... It requires people to... I don't know what it requires. I can't fucking figure it out, okay? And the same thing with the Blue Sky API. I think these guys, that in that case, I think the problem is they added a layer there that makes the whole thing mysterious. And I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I would like to have an API that's expressed in terms of the user interface of the product so that I understand that, you know, these are the properties of a post and I want to get a post. So here, give me a call that gets me a post. They can't do that for some reason. But yet, there are people that have mastered it. Some people's minds work well that way. Mine is not one of them. I need to lay it out and understand the simplicity of it before I even take one step. You throw me into the whole mess and you expect me to figure it out by osmosis. I mean, I'll tell you, the Blue Sky API looks really well designed. I have to say, it looks, and you know, people that really have done it, they, but there's a limit to how much people will do for you. We all have to get in there, and I can't, that was a block for me. I couldn't get in there. But I do have something sitting right here that I do believe we should try, and it's called RSS. And I think that there's a problem. It's like nobody's saying to these guys, you should support. I'm not asking for inbound RSS. I'm asking for outbound RSS. Very simple. Okay? Just, and I'd like each one of them to have the, to support titles and simple styling and links and enclosures, things I talked about. Also the ability to edit. And you can find all those things enumerated at textcasting.org, which is the overriding idea, is that why don't we build a social network that works the way podcasting works? Why not? It worked really well for podcasting. I think it'll work really well for text too. It'll be a different kind of communication. It'll be more like blogging, like what blogging was like, but better, because we have better servers now. We know how to do this shit a lot better than we did when we were doing blogging. People look back at it and say, well, these were simple, primitive tools. They were, because we were just getting started. And thank you, Facebook. They've moved the state of the art forward. I think that it came out of the blogging world, too, by the way. It was FriendFeed. And they've taken it only so far. They stopped developing it, I don't know, about 10 years ago, I think. But it was good. They added something to the mix. We didn't have that when we were doing blogging. Now we do. We know how to do that shit now. We know how to do it better than Facebook does it, actually. We know how to do that. And it's not, there is no scaling issues there, by the way. FYI, you don't need a lot of money to do that. That's not a money thing. That's just the technology know-how thing. And we're there. We know how to do this. So the way I start this, Tim, and this is going to be, Tim, you should do a response to this. And you're a smart guy. We know that, right? And your heart's in the right place. Let's you and I work together on defining this. I'm going to look for opportunities to work with people everywhere and keep making these offers. And maybe one of these days people will get the idea that actually we could do this, right? So here's how I'd like to approach it. And this, I think, as a writer, you'll appreciate this. I want to do it. I want to make a system that works incredibly well for writers. That's what I want to do. This was the promise of the web when we started, that it was going to be a fantastic writing medium. This is what I bought into. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't have done it if it didn't have the potential to do that, but it totally does. We sort of became the anti-writer world. You know, that's the idea of a tweet being enough. Oh, it's like poetry. I've never read a tweet that was like poetry. I'm sorry. I've read a lot of tweets. I'm a writer too, by the way, and I do believe that I should make the decisions about how I express my ideas. I don't think that that limit is necessary or valuable, or any of these limits are. We don't have to overdo it. We don't want MySpace. You know, we don't want it to be Looney Tunes, but we do need some basic tools. And let's start working at it from that standpoint. Let's build a little writer's network. It doesn't have to be something that a whole lot of people read, but let's start building the software. I'm ready. Believe me, I'm ready. I've got a whole big pile of software over here, Tim, and I'm desperate to work with other writers. So there you go. That's my idea. And by the way, anybody that listens to this, you know, think about what a web for writers would look like. Don't give me any bullshit about the magic of whatever, of less is whatever. Bullshit. Bullshit. It's bullshit. I got it to, as a writer, we tried it. It didn't work. It gave us Trump. I think we need to have a better, more intelligent conversation here, folks. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye.